guys, and welcome back to my podcast. Since kita, we already like, our guests already have shared apa dia rather choose which one she would want to time travel to the past or the future. Now it's my turn.
Okay, do you want to travel to the past or in the future?
Similar to you, I want to travel in the past. Sorry. Tersasublah. I want to travel to the future. I want to travel, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 years. But I think it's better
around the same.
Sekejap, tapi kalau 10 years macam lama sangat. Sebab umur aku this year 24. Maknanya 10 years 34, which is so tua. No, I know. For us sekarang kita fikir tua. Tapi bila nanti kan dah 10 years down the road, bila kita dah 34, kita macam kita masih muda apa?
Yeah,
so I think it's better like maybe at your age lah. Like 29 juga. Or 5 years down the road. 5 years down the road aku 29. Betul lah, 29. So at the age of 29 already I have like certain expectations lah.
What is that?
Like now I know I'm not like making it big, but I've always dreamed to be a really well known web novelist. And how I wish like that kind of money that I can make right is enough for me to buy a private property for my family. You know, okay. It's not like bukan kondo, because like I want a bungalow.
Susah lah kalau private property nak minta tolong daripada government, susah.
Yeah, but it's like that's how I wish like at that, like if I reach that age right, I wish to be that successful. I wish to be able to have that kind of thing whereby I can just tell my mom or my family members, my siblings ke apa, like choose whatever interior designs you want, I'll pay for it. I want to
cita-cita.
I know right. It's just because like kadang-kadang like this kind of dreams, if we work hard, we have seen people work hard and we have seen how successful they are, we can be like them as well. It's just that kita sendiri, kita manusia kan, kita selalu procrastinate, tak consistent. Habis like
cuma nak ke tak nak je.
Yes, true. It's always like kau nak atau kau tak nak, that kind of thing. So it's like by that age I really want to be able to be well known like that.
29, now you are?
Now I'm 24. And it's just that I don't want whatever wealth that I have, not just from my web novel, but also through my rap Malay songs. Like I know I'm not that good yet. Sebab my focus is not on the beat tau, bukan melody. Aku punya like speciality is more to like lyrics, because it's menulis juga. That's why like I really hope like I can make, I don't know, a fortune. Like kalau in Singapore, I don't know, maybe like you really have to work really really hard. It's not as easy like as compared to luar negara.
What if your apa, penulis, not penulis, pencipta lagu buat lirik,
yeah,
then you have to work in the Malaysia, you
of course
then,
lah kan,
then boleh maybe, lah, maybe lah. Who knows you buat like apa, popular, everyone's likes your lyrics and all, so banyak apa, the rappers will like nak beli your lyrics semua. So something like that, then you got successful, you have to stay in Malaysia. Then in Malaysia, you bought a bungalow. It's the same, right?
True, but I don't think I want to buy a bungalow in Malaysia lah. Because then, right, no matter what, I will still, like my family, I would buy a bungalow in Singapore for my family, but for myself, I would buy an apartment over there lah. Because like,
safer.
Safer is one thing lah. Another thing is that I am more to like modern punya kind of vibe eh, apartment. I want like the moment I masuk right, like you have sensor and then it's just switch on your light. And then bila pagi, bila bangun kan, curtain tak payah nak tolak. You just use the remote and then
isn't that better kalau apartment for family?
But like I know for my family, like my mom's also, my mom suka macam that kind of gardening, that kind of thing tau. Suka tanam-tanam juga.
Would she?
I don't know, but like that's like my mom, I know she likes spacious thing. I know she loves
the
space.
Do you want to bring your like grandma and all? I mean, isn't it
into the bungalow? I'm actually okay, but would my mom and her husband be okay?
I mean, for a bungalow for just your mom and her husband, is it too big for them?
I don't know, because kita berbual kat bungalow kat Singapore ni kan, kita tak pernah. We haven't really ada bungalow kan. We don't know how many rooms, but bungalow kalau ada banyak bilik ke apa, right? I'm okay with it lah. I'm okay with it as long as you don't touch my room lah.
What do you think kalau bukan bungalow tapi macam dia HDB nya dua tingkat dia?
That one is hard because I know my grandma has difficulty naik tangga.
Tapi bukan you kata sendiri yang if my mom and her husband okay with it, kalau dia orang tak okay, or is it kalau
because I have
okay?
A friend yang ada rumah dua tingkat. It's still macam 3 bilik, 4 bilik, that kind of thing. It's
not tapi kat bawah still bilik. Boleh ada tangga pun. I mean, tak ada yang tangga pun.
It's like storeroom.
Is it?
Yes, kat bawah storeroom. Actually, it looks very sempit. It's
tak
very sempit.
Kalau HDB, macam just a normal HDB punya floor, tingkat 2 ke tingkat 3. Then after that, you like basically you bought two houses, then you combine.
Wow, like one of my friend juga, family, dia combine. But entah eh. But the thing is kan, I don't mind having my grandparents and my uncle to come and like stay with us. I mean, the more the merrier, because I know like entah bila rumah ada orang tua kan macam ada blessing, that kind of thing. But it's just that macam we have different style. I don't know if my mom can handle it or if my grandma can handle it, because I know my grandma punya style yang there's a possibility like selagi pinggan tak bertingkat dia tak nak cuci. And my mom is the opposite.
You see, kalau you bought this 2 HDB flat kan, basically ada
demarcation, you mean?
Yeah.
Demarcation like my grandparents punya side is one side, yeah, and another part. But I don't know if I can do that.
What do you mean?
Can we buy 2 house?
I don't know.
It's just that because I know like if my grandma wants to live with me and my family, then Mak Aswa pergi bungalow sebab my grandma memang suka tanaman.
I mean, some HDB got balcony also, what?
Yeah, but the space is not as luxurious as bungalow.
Why do you need luxurious? Do you think that will make them happy? Like really, really, or makes you happy actually?
It makes me feel successful.
But then for them?
I don't know lah. I'm just stating from my point of view. But to me it's like when I give that kind of space, like because I know like my family is the kind yang suka bawa orang.
Yeah.
And it's like if you are in that kind of small space, you really feel suffocating. Yeah. So that's I'm okay with my grandparents and my uncle to stay with us lah, if I have to. Lagipun like you say, if this really becomes a reality eh, macam like all whatever I want to have, whatever I expect really comes to reality, Like I'm still at apartment what, at KL. Contoh eh, kat KL sebab kerja kat KL semua kan. Kerja kat KL, I mean like I won't be home all the time what. Yeah.
So the most important for you is make them happy? Or what?
Maybe because like I've already faced a situation whereby when I'm left with no money and no one wants to be with me, that kind of situation. So I promise myself I will work super hard, have that kind of luxury sampai like pergi tu lah, pergi shopping tak payah tengok price tag.
Tapi isn't it more difficult for you to like identify which one is your true friends or whosoever, you see, because since you are already successful, betul tak? Like how you said just now kan, bila tak ada duit orang tu tinggalkan, bila ada duit orang tu ada. Same lah. If you are successful, you got the money, obviously the fake people will be around you, what?
Yeah, but because I've been in that situation, I don't need friends anymore. You know, like
you're
bila
busy with your work.
Basically, I'm just like, kalau orang datang as kawan, just macam gitu-gitu je. Gitu-gitu macam just talk gitu. Tapi tak ada nak biarkan orang tu masuk dalam kehidupan kita lagi. Because like you've been hurt, so you know how painful it is, and you don't want to go through it again. Yeah, that's what. Tapi kadang-kadang macam you feel like even you are listening, you feel a bit macam dek ni angan-angan tinggi sangat, betul tak?
No, because your style is different, my style is different, that's why.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like insecure. So that's my future lah. That's what I see myself at 29. Like, I have a car. Like, whatever my parents want, or what my sister, sibling ke siapa nak kan, like instantly I can just like order lah sekarang. Like my sister, contoh kak, I need a new MacBook to do my video, or I need to edit something, I need of software. And software kadang-kadang, I don't know, engineers kan kadang-kadang benda all, I don't know, benda-benda mahal, that kind of stuff. And I want to be able to say, order je lah.
Yeah.
And then like, bila nak pergi mana-mana, macam grab je. Apa? Like, where you want to eat? Like, I don't want my family macam, kita tengah tight lah. Macam, kita makan situ je lah. Makan Mac ke apa je. I don't want them to feel like that at all. A single day at all. Yeah. I want like, kalau my adik cakap, kak, birthday adik-adik nak travel. Nak travel lah kak. Nak pergi Greece lah.
Wow, but your adik kalau berasa gitu
No, it's like, I don't know. It's just, maybe because I always feel bad for my sister. Like, I cannot give her like what all her friends punya abang kakak boleh buat untuk dorang. That's how I feel lah. So it's like, kalau at that age, I want to be able to say to my sister like, kak, adik nak pergi Greece lah untuk birthday, nak bawa
you
kawan.
What's your adiknya age?
It's about your age.
Ah, yeah. So maybe when you're 29, then she's 27.
Yeah, around there.
By 27 pun dia dah kerja semua.
True, but I don't want her to use her money. Like, kononnya is birthday present eh. Kononnya macam birthday present. Kak, I want to go that one. Okay, but like, okay, contohnya macam dia nak bayar sendiri. Okay, go ahead. Dia naik the best airline. Okay, let's say dia naik Singapore Airlines eh. Dia naik economy class. But like, as a sister, like, I would senyap-senyap upgrade her class to first class or business class.
Wow.
I want to be able to do that.
Untungnya.
Angan-angan aku tinggi sangat kan. Aku tahu, okay. So, I don't know lah. I just feel like my angan-angan is too big. But it's like, as long as if I work hard and be consistent, there's a possibility lah, kan?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. As long as you work hard for the things that you want, who knows, you will get it.
So, korang yang kat luar situ, like, think back lah. What do you guys want to do? Like, if you could time travel, you want to go to your past or your future? Kalau past, if you want to change, what would you want to change? And if you change it, what happens to your presence now? And like, what would you have learned kalau you change your past? Because honestly, even if you change your past, you don't know what's your presence. Your present and now. So I think it's best for all of us to just don't worry about the past. Focus on kita punya future. Set your dreams. Set your goals.
And of course, work hard for it.
Yes, but that's the most important.
You have to do something in order to gain it.
True, I agree. So, till then, see you guys on your next podcast.